Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents How to Live Your Best Life, Transform Your Mindset and Manifest Real Success by Maria Hatzistefanes. Narrated by Tiffany Morgan. Introduction, narrated by Maria Hatzistefanes.
Introduction. Are you happy? 2nd of December 2019. I am heading to the 2019 Fashion Awards. It is one of the fashion events of the year. It is way up there in the C&B scene stakes, kind of like the Met Ball crossed with the Oscars, but with actual royals, as opposed to people who just play them in movies, sitting in the front row. For years, I watched from afar, following the winner announcements on Twitter, searching for the red carpet looks in the press the next day, and wishing I'd been there. Not only to breathe the same air as the greatest design names in the universe, but also to witness the drama that only a room full of wildly off-center fashion geniuses can create. The heartbreakingly beautiful McQueen in Memoriam tribute by Nick Knight and Bjorg, or when Vivienne Westwood apparently did an endearingly loopy hour-long acceptance speech, or when model Karen Elson fell headfirst off her 6-foot-high stage, taking half the set with her. I'd even have been happy to be there in one of the few years where seemingly nothing crazy happened. I just wanted to be part of the scene I loved. As a teen back in the day, sticking magazine tears on my mood board of dreams, getting an invite to this sort of event was a top 5 item on my list of when I make it stuff. Now here I am in 2019, and I'm not only going to the event, but for the 4th year running, I am hosting my own table. It is the dream come true bonus deluxe edition of my fantasies. Teenage me would be choking on her Diet Coke right now. This year, I truly feel I have made it. I have some amazing guests with me, designers, VIPs, and top models. I arrive on the red carpet after an intense afternoon of glamming. I had my hair and makeup done to perfection, and I am wearing a stunning cream-colored David Koma jumpsuit with feathers. I look like $1 million, and the popping flashbulbs as I make my way past the ranks of photographers are a validation. Maria, over here. One more. Maria, 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 Maria. They are still shouting my name as I make my way into the baroque splendor of the Royal Albert Hall to greet my guests and take a seat at my table. If the red carpet is exciting then, once inside the Albert Hall, the glamour is off the scale. The huge circular floor and tiered boxes throng with the impossibly beautiful and charismatic inhabitants of planet fashion. As the lights dim and the show begins, a jaw-dropping roll call of celebrities and design superstars takes to the stage. Yet, among all this glamour and excitement, my mind is elsewhere. I spend the whole evening in my head going through something that has been bothering me at work. A work-related deal that I have been working on for 6 months has fallen through. I just found out this morning. I am upset, angry, and disappointed with myself. My team has put their heart and soul into this project, and we have all been working non-stop to make this happen and keep it on track through the ups and downs, which have been many to say the least. Every deal has its tricky moments, but this one has been a roller coaster, one day thinking it would go ahead, then the next convinced it was dead in the water. Everybody worked incredibly hard on it, but as ever, being the boss always involves an extra layer of pressure. After all, the buck stops with me. I had been keeping it all together for my team, keeping them motivated and working on the deal while I was absorbing all the punches from this and the other daily dramas of running my own business. So I turn up to the awards with all of that front and center in my mind, which is understandable. It is still very raw. It is particularly devastating to lose the deal, but as I sit at my table on one of the biggest nights of the year, so incredibly lucky, should I really be rehashing every moment instead of enjoying the night? As the champagne flows, I am busy quizzing myself. Has it been a total waste of time? Should we have stopped the process when I saw some red flags? Has my make it happen attitude actually worked against me this time? Did I push it way past the point when I should have cut our losses and bailed? I faked another smile as I wonder how I tell my staff we have all just wasted our time. Although there is nothing I can do to change it, I sit there distracted, not enjoying myself in the slightest, stewing on the bad news. I can't wait to go back home, get to bed, and slot back into my regular routine so I can deal with my work issues. The awards end. Everyone is off to after shows, bars, and penthouse parties, but I just go back home, relieved I don't have to pretend I am having fun anymore. As the car door closes, I sink back to my seat and breathe a sigh of relief. It's as though the entire evening has been an annoyance, and only now can I be fully in my head with no one to interrupt me and my doom-laden thoughts. Happiness is an inside job. If you had seen me that night, you would have thought from external appearances that I must be the luckiest, happiest, most content person in the world. But in my head, I was living a different story. I felt deflated, disappointed, demotivated, and like a failure. It didn't matter how I looked, or where I was, or who I had around me. I was living the story that was in my mind, a story of worry, anxiety, and fear. I wasn't living in the moment. Now you may think that was a perfectly understandable state of mind. It was a huge potential deal. We worked hard, and it was a smack in the face when it all fell through. It would be playing on anyone's mind if that happened to them. But let us not forget the other side of this. I was at the biggest fashion event of the year. I should have been there and not stuck in my head. I should have been networking, being the best of hosts to my guests, making new friendships and making connections that could lead to bigger and better deals in the future. Instead, I was in a pity party in my head. Everything I went through in my mind that night could have waited. I wasted my time, my energy, and my chances by pouring fuel on the fire of my own disappointment. I am a very goal-oriented person. Nothing makes me happier than working towards a goal and achieving it, and have always had goals in my life. Goals for the type of job I wanted to do, the type of partner I wanted to have, the type of life I wanted to live. I built this imaginary mood board in my head with the expectation that when I somehow achieved all of those goals, I would arrive at my final destination. A destination called Happy Town. Population, me. Amazingly, one day, I got there. The journey, although exciting, wasn't the one I had expected or predicted. There were ups and downs, there were good times and bad, but somehow, along the way, I ticked off every single one of those mood board must-haves and finally reached the magical borders of Happy Town. And you know what? I was happy. I had proved them all wrong. I had only gone and done it. Yes, go me. There is no denying that the buzz I got from achieving those goals was exhilarating. But, yes, as you predicted, there is a but, it was fleeting. It was a momentary thing. Happy Town dissolved into the mist. It seemed so real, and for a while it was real. But in the cold light of day, when the excitement died down, it was as though I had dreamt it. I'd done everything and achieved everything I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?